The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Monday, October 24th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for our show, start of another great week here, where my football teams are still undefeated after the weekend. Hooray, Packers 7-0, Boise State 7-0. Been a good season for me so far. Also joining us from our virtual studio in Grastoria, Oregon, is my good friend and half-sister, Cannabis Carrie.
Hello, where my team still defeats them.
Oh, yeah, the Jets won their game. The Jets won their game against the Chargers. I came back from behind, so that was good for you.
Yeah, but not a perfect season so far.
Oh, I know. It'll get better, Carrie. All right, we're going to start off today's show with our hemp headlines, which Cannabis Carrie has her thumb on the pulse of the headlines in the cannabis community. What's going on today, Carrie?
Well, today we're going to, on our ongoing case of what the federal crackdown has done in California, we're going to cover another dispensary closure today. Also, you know, we have some follow-up news on that RAND Corporation study that linked dispensaries to lower crime. And we're going to go to a country outside of the U.S. that's moving toward medical marijuana. But the big story we'll start with today is a new gun case where a citizen is crying foul for her Second Amendment rights.
All right. We'll take a look at that coming out of Nevada to the United States Supreme Court. Kind of goes along with the Oregon sheriff's looking to restrict the medical marijuana users' ability to use concealed handguns, and the ATF memo saying that we didn't even have those rights in the first place. Lots of Second Amendment news coming up on today's show. Also on today's show, we've got your Roots Monday Daily Toker Tunes at 20 after the hour, so you can take a nice relaxing break. Roots Monday takes a look at the jazz and country and blues and folk that led to the formation of most of the modern music that we have today. And on today's show, I'm going back to 1976 and a song from John Hartford called Granny Won't You Smoke Some Marijuana. So that's coming up at 20 after. And then at half past, we've got a trio of videos for you. We've got former Mexican President Vicente Fox saying that the U.S. must legalize drugs to stop violence. We'll follow that up with some humorous video, Marijuana versus Crystal Meth. And then I'm a big fan of the next guy on video, Joe Rogan, taking on Dr. Drew on the subject of marijuana. And then we'll wrap things up today with time for a little bit of radical rant. I'm going to give you a look at the five favorite lies that prohibitionists like to tell about marijuana and give you some quick facts to rebut them when you're fighting those water cooler wars. When you're in those arguments, Normal Show Live is the place to get all your ammunition to be on the front lines of the war on drugs. We will end this marijuana prohibition. More than half of America is now behind us. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live, Voice of the Marijuana Nation. We're right back with Cannabis Carrie in the news after this.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that gives us these precious rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search or seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
You're listening to the Normal Network, where the time is 420. 24/7, 365.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network. Inhaling deeply all the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
We've been covering the Second Amendment rights of medical marijuana patients since Oregonian Cynthia Willis was denied a renewal for a concealed weapons permit 3 years ago. That case was decided in the favor of Ms. Willis in the courts, but the local sheriff is still fighting for that case to go to the Supreme Court. And in September, the Justice Department sent letters to all federally licensed gun dealers notifying them they could not sell guns or ammunition to medical marijuana cardholders. The Justice Department is using the same argument as Sheriff Mike Winters, the county sheriff in Gold Hill, Oregon, that the Gun Control Act of 1968 forbids anyone using a controlled substance from having a firearm. Now, a medical technician who was not allowed to buy a gun for self-defense in Nevada is suing the U.S. government for unconstitutionally prohibiting her from what the Supreme Court has called the most popular weapon chosen by Americans for self-defense in the home and the quintessential self-defense weapon. The medical tech and professional caregiver who holds a master's degree and is working towards medical school to become an osteopath goes as S. Rowan Wilson in the court documents that were filed last week. Wilson tried to buy a Smith & Wesson 357 from a gun dealer this month, but he told her he was prohibited from selling her a firearm or even any ammunition because she had a medical marijuana card. She had left the question on the gun application that asks, if you are an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant or stimulant or narcotic drug or any other controlled substance, she'd left that blank. But the dealer said that he had personal knowledge that Ms. Wilson was a cardholder. He said he has recently received that notice from the ATF that said he was forbidden from selling firearms to medical marijuana cardholders. Wilson says that a blanket ban violates the constitutional rights of thousands of responsible, law-abiding American citizens. She accuses Eric Holder, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, B. Todd Jones and Arthur Herbert, the director and assistant director of that bureau, and the United States government of prohibiting a certain class of citizens by enacting policies with the intent of denying the Second Amendment rights of persons who have registered to use medical marijuana pursuant to and in accordance with state law. Wilson herself turned to medical marijuana for severe nausea and cachexia after meeting with dozens of patients in her profession that told her of their positive experience with medical marijuana. She is suing the government for violating her rights under the Second and Fifth Amendments and is seeking compensatory and punitive damages. This is a case that we will be closely monitoring as it makes its way through the courts.
Of course, this is an abomination of what our founders intended to be our Second Amendment rights to bear arms. I'm certain they wouldn't have approved of this, you know, people following the laws in their state, having an overreaching federal government come in and say that they don't have the right to bear arms. We sure hope this Nevada suit goes forward and we're able to get a favorable judgment on this, because this will affect so many different areas of the law, including those medical marijuana patients who don't deserve to be left defenseless just because the federal government doesn't like the medicine they happen to choose.
Ever since the so-called federal crackdown against dispensaries in California, we've been covering the dispensaries directly affected in the crackdown efforts. One such dispensary isn't the type that officials say they are targeting, but it will be shut down anyway. SDTMC Dispensary is one of about 180 dispensaries that have been operating in the city of San Diego. Moni Osborne, the director of the dispensary, has been diversifying her business by selling teas and offering other kinds of alternative health treatments. In a program she established, medical marijuana patients are able to establish free chiropractic services, as well as free yoga classes and free acupuncture for people that would otherwise not have an opportunity to experience those kind of health procedures. That is why she says she is saddened that her landlord received a letter that has pressured him to evict her or face losing his property. Osborne says that she only got into the medical marijuana business after the Justice Department said they wouldn't use resources to go after medical marijuana patients. Laura Duffy is the U.S. Attorney for California's Southern District, and she says that things have veered widely from the original intent of California's medical marijuana law. Duffy accuses the industry of becoming more along the lines of drug trafficking more than providing medicine to the sick. Duffy said that storefronts where patients can come in and exchange money, no matter what they call it, donation or otherwise, for marijuana is something different than actual collectives. She says that the marijuana stores that have sprung up all over Southern California are not authorized under state law, and that she will continue to target dispensaries that she believes violate state law. In the meantime, Moni Osborne has less than 45 days to close her doors and move out, saying goodbye to her 2,000 patients and her 4 full-time employees, as well as her own livelihood and business.
Yeah, because that's what we need here in America. Less health care for the people, especially the sick and disabled who are of less, financial means. God, this is just so absurd. The lengths to which these prohibitionists, to which these reefer-mad, crazed, drug-hating people will go to deny sick people an effective, safe, non-toxic remedy. It's just amazing to me. I think this Duffy is the same one who said, oh, the Compassionate Use Act has been changed into the Commercial Use Act. Well, how are these people supposed to get their medicine? It's not everybody that can just go and grow a quality marijuana plant. Trust me, I've tried. What is wrong with someone trying to exchanging a little bit of money to be able to get some medicine? We seem to approve of it with all the medicines I see advertised during the evening news. That doesn't seem to be a problem. We don't seem to have a problem with advertising those medicines to people. Why is it a problem when why do these people think that it's okay for patients to have medical marijuana, but it's not okay for anyone to sell it to them? It's apparently the marijuana isn't what they have the problem with. It's that people who support marijuana might get some money and power and do something with it.
And a follow-up on a story that we have been reporting on. First, the RAND Corporation, a well-respected research and analysis company, released a study surrounding the controversial mass closing of dispensaries in L.A. back in June. The study supposedly found that crime statistics showed that crime went up when a dispensary was shut down, even though dispensaries being crime magnets were a major factor in getting them shut down in the first place. The study only looked at the 20-day period around the time of the closure. The Los Angeles Police Department immediately came back with a demand that the study be pulled from their website because of questionable methods of retrieving the crime statistic. The RAND Corporation took the study down a few days later, leaving a message on their website that it was getting some further review. Well, it turns out the LA police were right. The review of the study discovered that data described as covering the city of Los Angeles and surrounding areas did not actually include crime data reported by the Los Angeles Police Department. RAND Vice President Deborah Kopman calls the study results as a rare failure of its peer review system. She also said the study was taken down not because of the police reaction, but because the study had already triggered an internal review that was raised after its web publication. The study, titled Regulating Marijuana Dispensaries, an Overview with Preliminary Evidence of Their Impact on Crime. That study will not be tabled, though. RAND researchers promised to conduct a new analysis when they have all the adequate data. And just a factoid, when I was researching this story, in case you think the RAND Corporation is a sham operation, well, they employ 1,600 people, and to date, 32 recipients of the Nobel Prize have been involved with the RAND Corp at some point in their career.
That's pretty impressive. You know, Rand does usually some really, really good work, but this case goes to show you that when we are making the case to end prohibition or for marijuana legalization, we need to be double and triple sure that the statistics that we cite, that the data that we collect, the studies that we do have gone rigorous review. Now, it doesn't work the other way around. The drug czar, all those opposition guys, they can come out and say that the pot is, you know, 400 times more potent than it was back in the 60s, despite the fact that that would make pot at about, 1600% potent, right? And despite the fact that in the 1960s, they didn't even know what THC was and had no scientific way of measuring it, right? Despite all that, though, they can come right out there and pull the statistics right out of the department of their ass and just say whatever they want that's negative about cannabis. And nobody ever holds them to that level of a standard that we hold, that they hold our side to. Well, aside from me, I hold them to that standard. So just remember that, you know, we've got to be extra careful. And we hope that the Rand study goes back, you know, Rand Corporation goes back and takes a look at these crime statistics in a little bit more complete a manner and finds that, you know, what I figure is they'll find the exact same result, that when you regulate the sales of cannabis, it's a much better situation crime-wise than when you leave it to the criminals.
The benefits of medical marijuana are gaining popularity in countries far from the U.S. and Canada. This week, a government advisory board in the Czech Republic is reviewing a medical marijuana law that would legalize growing and using marijuana for medical reasons. A medical marijuana patient group in the country have proposed a bill that includes expert testimony about the benefits of medical marijuana, along with a plan to have it imported and grown locally by firms that would be licensed by the government. The working group that put the proposal together is headed by Tomas Zima, the rector of the medical faculty at Prague's prestigious Charles University, who first proposed imports only. Well, after some study, they have now changed that proposal to allow commercial growers to apply within the country to grow marijuana for purchase. The proposal that was introduced into the advisory board today is on its first step to being introduced as possible legislation to their parliament. If it passes the advisory board, it is expected to be introduced in December. 8,000 Czech citizens signed an internet petition in support of the proposal. Now, according to a recent study, marijuana is the most popular drug in the Czech Republic, and the state decriminalized possession of small amounts of the drug for personal use and cultivation of a limited number of plants at the start of 2010. Now, possession still, however, remains a punishable offense, with police given the ability to impose spot fines at the end of June of this year. Opponents of medical marijuana in the country say that that move has caused problems in border towns with Germany, where they continue to take a hard line on marijuana possession. Stepped up border checks by German police on Czech citizens has been blamed on the country's move to decriminalize marijuana, and they feel that allowing medical marijuana in the country will only make that problem worse.
All right. Keep an eye on the Czech Republic. In the meantime, I have another story that I wanted to bring up. Recently, former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, from 2000 to 2006, was at Western Oregon University, and there he spoke about many of the topics that are covered right here in this report from the BBC News on marijuana and how drugs need to be legalized in order to end the violence. We turn things over to BBC News here.
You have called for an end to the war on drugs. Because the war is over or because the tactics aren't working?
I'm trying to bring up my ideas in trying to solve this mammoth problem that we have in Mexico with crime. It's really eroding the future of Mexico. And we have to get out of that trap. So we need new ideas to finish with that war in Mexico and come back to growth and development.
You've specifically attacked President Calderon's policies, and you have said that they have failed.
It's only a one single strategy, violence against violence, and that will never solve the problem. The army on the streets only has brought in violations of human rights, violations of due process, due judiciary process. So we must come with new, intelligent, right ideas, like, for instance, withdrawing the army out of the battle. Number two, legalizing the production, distribution, and consumption of drugs, all together and for all drugs. I'm all the way.
You've been very critical of U.S. policy. You've said that America is effectively tipping Mexico with a smallish sum of money, $500
million.
And that Mexico is paying, you've said, in blood and dead bodies for this.
50,000 dead kids, 15 to 25 year old.
And you hold America responsible?
Well, of course. Either we legalize consumption and then we can move out of enforcement and dedicate the money, the effort, and the public policies to attending a health program like this nation did back 100 years ago in Chicago. Until the prohibition was eradicated, then the solution came.
But Mr. Fox, aren't you being, with respect, unrealistic? America is not going to legalize all drugs.
This nation, contrary to what you're saying, is about to change. There is a Gallup poll, national, that just came out 2 days ago. Now 50% of U.S. citizens accept legalization of drugs. The one who is blinded is government. Government is saying no, no, no. But people, public opinion in California and now in the whole of the United States is for legalizing.
President Fox, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
All right. Great news to go out on there. And by the way, we got all sorts of people here in the studio. Pegleg is in the studio here. We'll be talking to him right here at the break. And more guests coming up right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man, a reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man, a reefer man? If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Alternative Medical Choices offers healthcare the way it should be. Easy to access, patient-centered, team-based, and quality-focused. We offer a variety of natural, affordable healthcare treatment options like primary care, group acupuncture, massage, and assistance with OMP registration. As a patient, you will have a team of experts working with you to make you the best you can be. Call Alternative Medical Choices at 503-288-5579 or check us out on the web at altmedchoices.com.
Hello, Mr. Man. Hi. I'm working. I'm sorry. No food till this is done.
NORML stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
Hey, tokers and tokettes, this is Radical Russ from Normal Show Live. We're proud to be the voice of the marijuana nation and proud to have you on our team. Now, you can represent NSL in your own Normal Show Live gear from handmadeapparel.biz. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel is one of us and a huge supporter of our show. He's designed the classic blockhead line of NSL shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. Worn by Radical Russ, Cannabis Carry, and Ganja John on the show and at live events, the designs feature their iconic logos and the "It's Got to Be 420 Somewhere in the World" tagline. Proceeds directly benefit Normal Show Live and HandmadeApparel.biz, one of our community's strongest supporters. You can also get your Cannabis Cure UK, Ganja John Show, Irie Island Hour, and more gear from the Normal Network at HandmadeApparel.biz. Visit HandmadeApparel.biz today.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Roots Monday, our celebration of the music that evolved into the popular modern music of today. We pick the best of blues, country, folk, and jazz with a 420 feel and serve it up for you every Monday. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
Oh, you know how we do it here at Normal Show Live. Every now and then we have to ad lib, we have to adapt, improvise, adjust, overcome, and that's what we're doing today because we got guests here in the studio. If you couldn't tell, oh, that's not going to go that far, guys. If you couldn't tell from my highly advanced security system, a.k.a. Roscoe the Wonder Dog, barking his head off earlier. We have guests in the studio today. Put a little music in the background here from him. Over there on the cam, on the on your right, Peg Leg, Greg Rosen's back. Hey, Peg Leg, how you doing, my man?
Doing good. What up, everybody?
And I haven't met your guest from the Chicharrones here.
Yeah, I got Sleep from Old Dominion here.
Oh, for Old Dominion?
Yes.
Right on. How you doing?
Doing excellent, man. Glad to be here. Hello, world.
Let me see if I can get your mic working it here. I'm not sure which one you're on. Try that again.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. That sounds a little bit better.
Here we go. Hey, world.
All right. So the reason we've got you here, now we're playing one of your songs here in the background, Oregano. Sure. Tell us a little bit about the band and coming up through Portland.
The name of my band is The Chicharrones, which is myself, Josh Martinez from Canada, and DJ Zone.
Yeah.
We live here in Portland, Oregon, and we just love making music, touring the world. And
right on. Peg Leg, how'd you meet them?
Oh, God. Well, Sleep and I go way back, I'd say... somewhere between 5 and 10 years. The Chicharrones actually gave me my tour legs back in, I'd say, 2002 or 3.
Yeah.
Sleep's a real modest guy, but, you know, he's definitely a power player here in the underground hip-hop scene and the national hip-hop scene. And I met him touring when I used to be part of a crew called Science Nonfiction back in the day, and we linked up doing shows, and he started telling me how awesome the Northwest was and how the music was out here, and... You know, I eventually moved out here, and him and Josh started taking me on the road and showing me what it was like touring, and it's not everything that's cracked up to be, and showed me how to battle the road. And yeah, the Chicharrones are their amazing group, and they're opening up for Devin the Dude on the 28th.
Well, that's what we got going on. That's why we're here, is to talk about a show coming up here in Portland on Friday, October 28th, Halloween weekend. Tell us all about it.
It's going to be at Salmon Street Studios, which is 109 Southeast Salmon, Suite C. And it's going to be featuring Devin the Dude and the Chicharrones, Rocket One, Myji, and Mr. Pegleg.
Right on. And this is a relatively recent booking, new booking here?
The show's been being promoted for the last couple of months. The venue's relatively new. It's kind of more of a private venue set aside for, like, special events. It's not a regular club.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice and intimate, close setting, and it's going to be with Devin the Dude and Chicharrones. This is going to be a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Salmon Street is kind of getting back to the old days of, like, warehouse hip-hop shows and the intimate environment like Sleep's talking about, where it's a little bit more personal than your traditional venue but still open to the public, but has the feel of a private party.
So is this gig 21 and over? Is it 18 over? Do we know?
I believe it's 21 over, but it could be 18 and
definitely
over.
Check. It's all over Facebook. I mean, you could easily Google Devin the Dude Portland, Oregon, and you know, see some promotion about it. I was added to the bill, like, really late. I'm just going to be doing a couple verses with my guy, Rocket One. Shout-outs to Rocket One. He was supposed to be in the studio, but had a little bit of a hold-up there. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time trying to get everybody in Portland to hear the medical community, just kind of trying to spread the word. It's going to be a good time.
Friday the 28th, and which venue is that again?
Salmon Street Studios, 109 Southeast Salmon.
109 Southeast Salmon right here in Portland, Oregon, on the 28th. Is there any website that will tell people more about it?
Yeah, you can go to the Chicharrones Facebook. It's just facebook.com/Chicharrones, Chicharrones. We have flyers for it. You can also check out In The Mix promotions. They'll be...
The In The Mix Facebook page. Salmon Street Studios has got a Facebook page. You know, there's definitely stuff all over about the show. You know, shout outs to everyone that's part of the event. There's a lot of people that are performing and, you know, that are part of it that aren't here, just trying to spread the word. Shout outs to Cannibalist and everybody over there for help promoting, and everybody in the OMMP community out here trying to keep it local.
Yeah, definitely.
Right on. All right. Well, check that out on the 28th, Salmon Street Theater there. And all sorts of great acts open up for Devin the Dude, big friend to marijuana legalization himself. You know,
yes,
he's come out and done
definitely.
A lot of good things. We're listening to Peg Leg in the background here. This is That's Life, one of your tracks. You guys got new tracks coming out, new music people need to look forward to?
Chicharrones going to be dropping a record in spring 2012. It's completed right now. It's called Swine Flu, F-L-E-W.
Yeah. Like When Pigs Fly.
Exactly.
So I'm Flute. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. That was the name of our last record.
Yeah, you guys got to check out the Chicharrones, everybody. I definitely must insist. They've been putting music out for years. It's great party music. It's really fun.
And right. It's also good music for your head.
That's
you
cool.
Just want something to relax to while you're...
And Peg Leg, new music? Anything for you?
Yeah, Benjamin Matthews project's in the works. Peg Leg's going to be converting to gregarious, so be on the lookouts for my new music. It's just, you know, it's kind of on the back burner, but it's coming for sure. So be on the lookouts.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks.
Mad love, Radical Russ. Thanks.
Thank you guys for stopping in here. Appreciate that. We're going to take a break with our regular Roots Monday tune that we've got going on here. Playing a little hip-hop here for now. But on Roots Monday, we usually get to the country music... the rock roots, the blues, folk, and stuff like that. And so we're going to go back to 1976 for this song. John Hartford released this one. It's called Granny, Won't You Smoke Some Marijuana?
When it gets dry and you want to get high. I gotta clean them seeds just one more time. Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some of Mary Juana? Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some of Mary Juana? Now, I used to sit around and sing about booze. Now I sing about whatever I use. Sing this with me. Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some? I'll get cookies, we'll get high and do the boogie. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Ain't no one like you the most, smoke it out short and eat the roast. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. For Nevada, Granny's out looking for some marijuana. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Here I am down on my knees, get away, Granny, get away, please. Granny used to get high and listen to the Beatles. Ain't much fun now that it's legal. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
The fact is today, people don't go to jail for possession of marijuana. I know you like to pretend it does, and there's a lot of misinformation about that, but finding somebody in jail or prison for a first-time nonviolent offender for possession of marijuana is like finding a unicorn. You find one, you will make a big story because it doesn't exist. Finding somebody in jail or prison for a first-time nonviolent offender for possession of marijuana is like finding a unicorn, finding a unicorn, finding a unicorn.
Normal Show Live, the National Wildlife Refuge for Marijuana Unicorns.
I'm going to light me a pipe of inspiration. I'm going to blow away troubles on my head. I'm going to leave this nasty place. Nasty people race, and trouble to a better place, and trouble to a better place, and
travel to a better place instead.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
Would anybody like to smoke some pot?
Yeah.
Ever smoked before?
Sure.
When did you ever smoke pot?
I've done a lot of things you don't know about.
Yeah?
I won't go schizo, will I?
It's a distinct possibility.
Is this right?
Just try not to drool quite so much.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Norman. And if you're one of the 26 million Americans who smoked marijuana last year, you need to get involved in the drive to legalize marijuana. We need your help to stop the senseless arrest of more than 800,000 Americans each year on marijuana charges. Together, we can end marijuana prohibition and stop the arrests of marijuana smokers. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORNL.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week, we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty. But we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, and the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and the tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experience of our cannabis community.
All right, welcome back, Tokers and Tokettes. We're going to take this time to show a couple of videos that I found as I was scamming around the internets, the intertubes as they were. And the first one here, we've got a funny little video that I found on a YouTube channel called The Real Drug Facts, and it purports to be marijuana versus crystal meth. I hope you guys enjoy this.
Oh, God, my tooth fell out.
Super News presents the Master Debaters. Tonight, marijuana and crystal meth will master debate about drugs. 3, 2, 1, Master Debate.
I guess I'll start by saying that I think there are good drugs and bad drugs, and it's time we started differentiating between the two.
Exactly. We're good drugs, man. So let's stop the insanity, you know, and finally legalize crystal meth.
That's a horrible idea.
Well, no, but for medical reasons, of course.
Medical meth?
Yeah, man. If the doctors say it helps cure gout, then why not let grandma gack out on some tweak, you know?
Okay, no doctor has ever said that.
Did you hear that? Do you hear that right now? Oh, my God. What is that? What is that? Oh, God. Wait, that's my heart. That's my heart. Wow, that's loud.
You're made out of battery acid and drain cleaner.
Hey, man, can I trust you? Because I think the government's against me.
They should be.
The CIA has an army of spies watching me 24/7, and that's why I hide in the bushes in front of my house every night with a steak knife.
Folks, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Meth makes you paranoid and crazy, unlike pot, which is totally safe.
Safe? That stuff takes away your motivation. I mean, do you even have a job? Like me, breaking down boxes at the Safeway 17, 18 hours a day? No, you don't.
Okay, hold on one second. I need water.
It's quick water.
Come on, bro. Look, don't you want to have sex with strangers in truck stop bathrooms for money? How great does that sound?
Oh, God, my tooth fell out.
Don't you want to go to a fish concert?
No! Nobody wants to go to a fish concert!
No one wants to suck trucker d**ks for money.
And I thought you were cool. You were the gateway drug!
Hey, come on. I'm still illegal on a federal level. See, okay, the state made me legal, but the federal government and the EPA were like, wait, no, the DEA
the
was...
CIA okay, is the behind states? Everything!
Federal
Them
state.
And the Masons! No, and it's
look,
all
okay,
connected,
I'll be honest,
bro!
I don't know
and they're always watching
it,
us, so there ain't nothing we can do!
California
because they know
law
everything! You get what I'm saying?
Wait, what were we talking about?
I need to borrow $25,000 from you or someone
what?
You know.
Why do you...
Can you make that happen?
No, I absolutely not.
I need you to burn down my sister-in-law's house tonight.
What?
Tonight. And it's got to be tonight.
Why does it have to be tonight?
And I can't explain anything else to you.
Okay, I should just let you talk because you're sort of digging your own grave
here. Are you going to help me or not?
I think I won. Yeah, pretty sure I won.
Oh, that's, of course, from Current TV Super News, Marijuana versus Crystal Meth, the Master Debaters. On a little more serious note, a couple of actual debaters, people debating the topic of marijuana legalization. Joe Rogan, who's UFC commentator and actor and comedian and, of course, a big supporter of medical marijuana, recently destroyed Dr. Drew on the issue of marijuana, according to the video title. Let's go to this one, Dr. Drew versus Joe Rogan on
what
marijuana.
What he's saying. This is what he's saying. Brian, cue this fucking thing up, because somebody tweeted me this today, and I just sat there with my mouth open, shaking my head, going, this is a nonsense argument, man. This is a stupid argument. Listen to this. This is about a bust in Florida.
Well,
Real 21...
check it out, but I have jumping two things to say to you.
Look at this.
How dare you? And how dare you? Nicky's my friend. You'd be good to him. Okay, we're keeping drug counselor Shelley Sprague with us for this next story. 28 Palm Beach County high school students were caught by surprise when they were arrested in a drug sting in Florida. The nine-month investigation was called Operation D-. Undercover officers posed as students, befriended the kids, and allegedly brought pot from them. The suspects in the case, of course, need not be said, are innocent until proven guilty, but watch this.
Marijuana is a very debilitating drug. The THC content of marijuana these days with the improved growing methods is much stronger than many years ago.
I doubt that I would live long enough to see the time when it's not necessary, but we're going to keep doing it as long as we need to get drugs out of the streets.
Well, I actually agree with these guys, though. I'm always cast as the narc. I'm not a narc. I'm not interested in telling anybody how to live their life. But I'm interested in the health of young people. And this kind of thing is a good idea, don't you think, Shelley?
I do. I think that keeping drugs out of schools at these formative ages are important. And pushing the age of exposure to college age and above, I think, is important. I think that
there's a lot of misinformation about pot out there. There's this weird cultural energy around the drug, and people are unwilling to accept the fact that it's addictive. It's a different pot than it was 20 years ago.
It's absolutely different. There's withdrawal syndromes involved with it. And I just think people have so much misinformation. I consistently hear people undereducated about what's going on in the drug cultures of today and keeping up with the bath salts, keeping up with marijuana, keeping up with all of these changes, legislation changes. I mean, it's a full-time job.
Shelley, thank you. It's always good to see you here. Appreciate it. And I want to just emphasize the fact that cannabis, according to the American Society of Addiction Medicine, not just me, and Shelley and I see this all the time, is addictive. It's one of the more common things we treat these days. It has a rather severe withdrawal syndrome associated with it. And the addictive process is always the same with cannabis. It's somebody who uses just a couple times and then has this, oh my God, experience. This is the greatest thing ever. And then preoccupies and uses every day thereafter. Somewhere out there, months or years later, it stops working so well. They start getting irritable, paranoid, not so high anymore. They use a lot more to try to bring the high back, and that's when they get into very serious trouble with the drug and switch to something else, like What worries me is bath salts. Mm-hmm. Tonight was a really interesting night. Please take note about the bath salts. They are out there. If you or someone you love is getting exposed to substances, get help. The sad thing about Corey's story is that this is a treatable thing, completely treatable, and he needn't be walking around in the dangerous condition he is in now. I also want to say that our hopes and wishes are out there for Maria Shriver.
Okay, kill that. What? His hopes and wishes are out for Maria Shriver.
Oh,
you
so
whore.
For them.
You whore.
I hope they get through these terrible times.
You whore.
Like their marriage hasn't been a living hell for the last 20 years.
That's whore-like. Dr. Drew, I love you, but you're a whore. I just have to call you out, dude. This is nonsense talk, you say.
So
first of all, what he's saying is that marijuana
is... There was a lot of information there.
Marijuana is higher today than ever before. Well, yes, it is. It's better. Here's the real statistics, okay? You ready? A long time ago, back in the 1970s, the THC content of the average marijuana was less than 1%. It was weak-ass, shitty weed. The average weed. But since Amelia, if you get some high-potent shit, it's as high as 30%. 14 to 30%, and it was back then too. You could find some bad motherfuckers back then that got some shit and they brought it up from South America and it'll blow your fucking socks off. That's a fact. Yeah, the whack weed back then is weaker than the whack weed today. The whack weed today is about 5%. Okay, but the really strong stuff gets 30, 32, 34 if you got some crazy shit. So it's slightly higher for the highest grade stuff. And the reason why is because there's a lot of scientists and botanists. Here's the point. There's no bodies. No one's dying from this extra potent weed. You know what this extra potent weed? It's getting you higher easier. You only have to take 2 hits instead of 6. Back then, they would smoke a whole joint because the joint was made out of dog shit. It was terrible weed. So this is a stupid, stupid argument. Second of all, him saying that it's physically addictive and that there's withdrawal symptoms. Look, there's withdrawal symptoms from gambling, okay? And there's withdrawal symptoms from video games. And there's withdrawal symptoms from coffee. Well, coffee's way worse.
Yeah.
That's a physical withdrawal.
Yeah, you're shaking if you don't get your coffee. If you don't get your weed, you're like, oh, bummer.
And him citing whatever fucking government organization that measures addictive drugs. Guess what, man? That's all that stuff is nonsense. There's no real studies being done on how much marijuana withdrawals affects the average person. No, they're not putting people through marijuana and measuring them. Here's the people that have problem with pot. Ready? Losers. The people that have problem with pot, and this was in one of my jokes, one of my CDs, but it's true. If pot fucked up your life, it's just because pot got there first, okay? It could have been cheeseburgers, scratch tickets, the horse races. If a plant that makes you look at the world in a more humble way, it makes food taste better, it makes you silly, it makes you want to love your friends more, makes sex better, makes food taste better. If that fucks up your life, you are an idiot. And it's that simple. And Dr. Drew's not doing anybody any favors in giving idiots a little Band-Aid for their fucking mental problems. Because that's what this is.
Yeah, three of our last three presidents who all admitted to having smoked marijuana, they're suggesting that they should have been arrested in high school for getting involved with it.
It's ridiculous.
It makes no sense. It's so...
He's right in a way that I don't like the idea of drugs in high school because kids don't know what the fuck. They're not making an educated choice. And they're not making it about pot. They're not making it about coke. They're not making it about all kinds of shit that comes their way. And sometimes high school is tough enough, man. I don't advocate you doing anything you don't feel like you're comfortable with. I did a lot of shit in high school. I smoked weed in high school. I got drunk in high school. The drunkest I ever got. Nobody ever taught me how to drink. Nobody ever taught me how much you can drink. So I got super drunk and my friends threw up in a cab. You know,
yeah, why aren't we sending people undercover to stop kids from drinking in schools?
Yeah, no shit, man, because
why
it's
is that
a lot
happening?
More than 28.
Why do we leapfrog to weed, which causes a lot less problems with the kid in their overall lives.
Right. And who are these hormoneless bitches posing as cops that can actually pretend to be 17 and infiltrate this school?
What the fuck?
Meanwhile, if
the kids they were infiltrating were probably too high to notice that they were 40.
Beards and shit and canes. People with fuck.
Joe Rogan and sounds like Doug Benson there talking on the Joe Rogan podcast about Dr. Drew. And we're just enjoying it here at Rolla J Studios, hanging out with Brian the Red and everybody else here. Peg Leg and Sleep, right?
Yep.
Nice to have you here, guys. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, some time for Radical Rant. I'm going to take a look at the 5 favorite prohibitionist lies. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
Marvel Show Live reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
Cause your day was hard and your work was long, and you need a break from all that's wrong. You better look at the clock cause it's 4:19. Time to reach in that pocket for your bag of green and smoke that weed. Smoke that weed. Smoke that weed.
It's tough talking to kids about marijuana, especially if you might be a parent who dabbled a time or two in your youth. So to help you out, get your copy of Dr. Mitch Earlywine's latest book, A Parent's Guide to Marijuana. Dr. Earlywine is an associate professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and an expert on the studies concerning marijuana, its effect on health and society, and the methodology behind the statistics. He is a frequent guest here on our daily audio stash. Dr. Earlywine lays it all out without the propaganda and scare tactics that parents know won't work with teenagers. He presents a rational understanding of cannabis, what it is and what it isn't, and why kids shouldn't be using marijuana. You can order today through Amazon.com or check our links at our blog, stash.normal.org.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Ya no puede caminar.
You're listening to Normal Show Live.
Porque le falta marihuana que fumar.
You chip it.
The voice of the marijuana nation.
Catch the John Doe Radio Show every weekday at 7 p.m. Pacific and replays at 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. every weekday here at the Normal Network.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook rolls all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Oh, it's time for the five favorite prohibitionist lies about marijuana. You know, as 50% of Americans now support marijuana legalization, the prohibitionists are coming out in full force with some hysterical propaganda to once again terrorize voters about cannabis. Now, I intended today to scour multiple sources in order to complete the five most common scare tactics they use. But thanks to Joseph Summerill, the director of the Summerill Group LLC, a Washington, D.C.-based law enforcement think tank and general counsel for the Major County Sheriffs Association, thanks to him, he made my job very easy by putting all five in one op-ed piece that was published today in the Washington Examiner entitled, Facts on Medical Marijuana Are Stubborn Things Too. So here we go. Let's start off with lie number one. Marijuana is not really medical. The government says so. Now, this is from his piece, quote, marijuana is a Schedule I drug. It has a high potential for abuse or dependency, no accepted medical value, unsafe to use even under medical supervision. Marijuana has not passed the rigid scrutiny of medicine proposed by the FDA. All right, let's get to the truth. The National Institutes of Drug Abuse, a.k.a. NIDA, puts the lifetime dependence rate on cannabis at 9%, the same as caffeine. Alcohol has a 15% rate of abuse, and tobacco's rate of abuse is 32%. 1/3 of federal jurisdictions, that is 16 states plus the District of Columbia, accept the medical value of cannabis. The federal government is currently supplying 4 Americans, one of whom's a close friend of mine, with this unsafe medicine with no medical supervision. And cannabis has been used medically for 5,000 years without a single human death. Far greater safety standards than an FDA that approved Fen-Phen and Vioxx. All right, let's get to it. Lie number two. Doctors and scientists don't approve of smoked medicine. They do approve of Marinol. This is the quote from the piece. Quote, "The Institute of Medicine and the American Medical Association acknowledged the lack of data to support the use of smoked marijuana for medicinal purposes. What is scientifically approved by the FDA and accepted by the medical community is a medicine called Marinol, a legal, widely prescribed drug currently in a pill form containing synthetic THC, a main constituent in marijuana." All right, let's get to the truth. The American Medical Association said, quote, smoked cannabis, reduces neuropathic pain, improves appetite and caloric intake, especially in patients with reduced muscle mass, and may relieve spasticity and pain in patients with multiple sclerosis, end quote. Marinol is a 100% synthetic THC. Now, THC is the psychoactive component, suspended in sesame oil capsule. Cannabis flowers are 8% to 15% natural THC, combined with CBD, a component that moderates psychoactivity and has other beneficial compounds. And you need to explain to us how a cancer patient violently heaving from chemo is supposed to swallow a pill and keep it down. Then explain how doctors approve of all sorts of inhaled medications, you know, like asthma inhalers, and why inhaling cannabis vapors, not smoke, from a vaporizer would be any different. All right, lie number three. Marijuana smoke is much worse than cigarette smoke. Well, this is his quote. Smoked marijuana contains more than 400 chemicals, many of which are identical to the most harmful chemicals and carcinogens found in cigarette smoke. The fact is that a marijuana cigarette contains 4 times as much tar as a tobacco cigarette. All right, let's get to the truth. My pencil contains graphite and wood, which are identical to the graphite found in golf clubs and the wood found in golf tees. This does not make my pencil a golf club or a golf tee. Water contains 2 flammable elements, hydrogen and oxygen. This does not make water flammable. Many recipes call for the same ingredients. It's how you put them together that matters. Joints aren't cigarettes. They're far safer than that. Also, Donald Tashkin, a doctor at the University of California, Los Angeles, pulmonary research, went looking for that marijuana causes cancer connection and found quite the opposite, that cannabis smokers had lower incidence of head, neck, and lung cancer. We even have compelling evidence that cannabinoids may be instrumental in unlocking the cure for cancer. Also, very few tokers smoke 20 to 40 joints a day. But even if they did, where are these marijuana smokers with the tar-ravaged lungs filling up our hospitals? Again, we have 0 recorded deaths from cannabis smoking and over 440,000 annual deaths from tobacco use. Joints aren't cigarettes. All right, lie number 4. Marijuana is the gateway drug to cocaine, meth, and heroin. And this is the quote from his piece. Legalizing marijuana leads to the use of more dangerous and harmful drugs, such as cocaine and methamphetamine. Teens who smoke marijuana were found to be 85 times more likely to use cocaine than those teens who do not smoke marijuana. Okay, here's the truth. Teens who ride bicycles are found to be 85 times more likely to join an outlaw biker gang than teens who don't ride bicycles. So, should we outlaw bicycles? Sure. Cocaine users may have started first with pot, but they probably started with alcohol before that. Shall we ban alcohol? Now, that same Institute of Medicine report that Mr. Summerall referenced in line number 2 said, quote, "There is no conclusive evidence that the drug effects of marijuana are causally linked to the subsequent abuse of other illicit drugs," end quote. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, over 100 million American adults have tried cannabis. There are currently 1.5 million monthly cocaine users, 430,000 monthly meth users, and 192,000 monthly heroin users. So, for every 46 people who have tried pot, only one went on to be a monthly hard drug user. A gateway that only affects 2.1% of the people isn't much of a gateway. And finally, number five, line number five, marijuana legalization leads to carnage on the highways. Oh, no.
Here they go.
Oh. Here's his quote. Marijuana use, including its use for medicinal purposes, is directly related to motor vehicle accidents and reckless driving, as cannabis affects psychomotor functioning. In a study of fatally injured drivers in Washington State, a state with legalized medical marijuana, about one of every eight tested positive for marijuana. All right, here's the truth. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has said of marijuana testing of drivers, quote, "It is inadvisable to try to predict effects based on blood THC concentrations alone, and currently impossible to predict specific effects based on urine concentrations because, quote, detection time is well past the window of intoxication and impairment," end quote. Finding pot in some drivers' systems following a crash just tells you some people smoke pot. From 2008 to 2009, fatal crashes in states that had medical marijuana declined. Overall, 9.34%. Only one medical marijuana state, Rhode Island, had an increase of greater than 3%, which resulted in 18 more deaths. Four other states had 1% to 3% increases, leading to 9 additional deaths. Of the remaining 8 states that saw declines, half saw double-digit declines, including the laxest medical marijuana state, California, which had 353 fewer traffic fatalities. Legalizing marijuana does not legalize DUI. People who smoke pot and drive now are busted in all 50 states, and legalization does not change that. All right, folks, that's all the time we've got here. Thanks for joining us here on Normal Show Live for Cannabis Carry, Brian the Red, and everybody else. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
We love it.
We love the earth.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
You grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes.